Welcome to Jukey Storytime. This is the story of Liam the Fox, who learned that what other people thought about him wasn't as important as what he thought about himself. Liam the Fox lived in a lush forest of tall green trees, with branches fluttering in the high wind and filled with chattering birds and squirrels. The sounds were like music to Liam, and he hummed and twirled around in his brown socks when hearing them. Liam was a happy and energetic fox with a love for music and dancing, especially dancing. He had a secret dream of being chosen to appear in a famous TV dance competition that was watched all over the world. The competition was called Dance Frenzy, and Liam had been watching it for as long as he could remember. He wished he was one of the lucky dancers chosen to perform on the glittery stage, and he dreamed of being crowned the best dancer in the world. And then, the moment Liam had been waiting for, Dance Frenzy announced auditions for the latest Dance Frenzy International Competition. Only the best dancers in the world would be chosen. Liam knew he had to go. He just knew that the judges would choose him to perform on television for the whole world to see. He practiced his dance moves every day, perfecting his style and making sure he was ready for the audition. Liam jumped and pranced and twirled and flipped over and over and over again. The other foxes begged him to go hunt and play with them, but Liam was joyfully committed to practicing.
"Oh, I love to dance, dance, dance. Dance and dance!" Liam shouted out.
Finally, audition day arrived, and Liam made his way to the city where the competition was being held. He was nervous, but he was also excited, and he was ready to show the world what he could do. The auditions were fierce, with many talented dancers competing for a spot on the show. Liam danced his heart out, but when the results were announced, his heart was crushed by disappointment. The judges did not call out his name. He had not been chosen. And to make things worse, some of the other dancers who were chosen laughed at Liam. They teased him for his unique dance style and mocked his original dance moves. They were just plain mean.
"What a ridiculous little fox you are. Yeah, go back to the forest where you belong. You'll never be a good dancer like us."
Liam ran out of the theater. He slumped against the doorway outside and started to cry. He was so hurt and he felt like giving up. He wondered if those mean dancers were right about him. He would never, ever be good enough to be chosen for Dance Frenzy.
"I auditioned 4 times before they chose me,"
a voice surprised him.
Liam looked up and gasped.
He couldn't believe what he was seeing. It was Marlena von Schnitzelfrank, the current Dance Frenzy champion. He'd seen her dance on dozens of TV shows since she'd won the competition.
"Listen, little fox, I learned the hard way, so take my advice. It's not important what others think of you. What's important is that you are happy with who you are and what you do. Be yourself, and you'll be happy."
Marlena von Schnitzelfrank patted Liam on the head and disappeared into the theater. For a moment, Liam thought he was hallucinating. Was she real? Did she really speak to him? Did she really touch him? Yes, it was real, and Liam felt more confident than ever. He stood up straight and promised himself that he wasn't going to let mean things other people said hurt him. He was unique, and his dance style was special to him, and that's what mattered. Back home in the forest, Liam continued to dance. This time, not for the approval of others, but for the joy of it.
"I love to dance, 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 dance and dance," he would chant.
One day, while Liam was dancing, a group of young hikers heard him shouting and chanting. They followed his voice and found him leaping and twirling and dancing his heart out. When he was finished, they all cheered and clapped their hands.
"Yay! Yay! Oh, that was wonderful! Yay!"
It made Liam blush. Suddenly, one of the children asked if Liam would teach him to dance. And then another child asked, and another. Liam was overjoyed to share his love of dance with them. They started classes the next day, and more children began to join them. The classes were a huge success, and soon dancers from all over the world were coming to take lessons from Liam. He opened his own dance studio, Liam's Leap, and he became known as one of the most popular dance teachers in the world. His students were all unique, just like him, and they all had their own special style of dancing. In the end, Liam learned that it's okay if others don't like the way he dances, so long as he's happy with who he is and what he does. He didn't need to be on Dance Frenzy to be successful and appreciated. He was proud of himself for not giving up, for following his dreams, and for teaching others to dance with joy and confidence. The end.
I'm Liam the fox. Bloop, bloop, I wear brown socks. Bloop, bloop, they help me dance, 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 and dance. Bloop, bloop, bop. I'm Liam the fox. Bloop, bloop, I like to rock. Bloop, bloop, I roll and dance, 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 and dance. Bloop, bloop, bop. I'm Liam the fox. Bloop, bloop, I see a clock. Bloop, bloop, it's time to dance. Dance, 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 and dance. Boop.